It was daunting, honest to God. I had sleepless nights. In fact, some couple of times I felt like saying, look, I don't want to carry on with this. And just sitting in those court hearings and listening just widened my eyes and thought, my gosh, us women have been really exploited. You know, we've not been treated fair at all. And obviously the judges agreed. So, yeah, a couple of times I thought, oh, I can't do this anymore, you know. I was getting worried sick about and what my next interview, and I'm not one for the limelight. I'm just a simple girl that likes to go to work and care for my old darling older person, and that was me. But now this has just opened, well, the last 5 years, 6 years, it's just been non-stop. But it's I've met so many inspirational people and wonderful friends and support. It's been absolutely brilliant. I couldn't have done it without all that, honestly.
Have you always had this resolve that you were worth it, that you were as good as someone else?
You know, not until this case came to the fore. I mean, people say, oh, my son used to say, Mum, it's not worth getting out of bed for. I said, excuse me, I love my job. Somebody's got to do it, and that's it. They need us, these vulnerable people. Who would look after them if it wasn't for us? Where would they be? So it has to be done. And money, I just was so used to living on that sort of money. And you just manage. You just got to manage. Mm. And, yeah, we struggled. We've all struggled in the sector. Some are worse than others, and it's been terrible. And that was what really boosted me to, yes, something's got to be done. When I read the Judy McGregor's Care and Count report, and it wasn't until then that I actually understood what our work consists of.
Mm.
That made me open my eyes and think, yes. And it wasn't long after that report came out when I was approached by my union to say, would I front the case? I went, yes, just like that. I didn't even think twice. But once I got into it, I thought, oh, my God, what have I done? My face was in the paper. I was interviewed. Oh, I thought, no, TV cameras. I thought, oh, no, I was never used to this. I lost sleepless amounts of night sleep, worried about it all. But it's done, and boy, it's made me so happy. I can look at my fellow care workers now and say, yes, you should have had this years and years ago.
You've really written your place in the history books now, haven't you?
I guess so, yep. But it just shows other women can do it. My motto, stand tall, stand strong, stand together in solidarity, and justice will prevail.